WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness, Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. This is, I guess it's the third Friday, and Kelly is usually with us on the first Friday, but due to some allergies happening that we decided that we would postpone it, and this was available. So welcome back, Kelly.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Kelly Kolodny is the is one of the channels for Archangel Raphael, and you can find out more information on theangelraphael.com. And Kelly, it's a very, I love the energy of Raphael when she comes in. And I know that Raphael is often considered a male, but I love the energy. She's very upbeat and very, just a wonderfully loving energy. I thought today we would start before we ask questions, but we will be asking questions. So if you want to get in queue to talk to Raphael, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. I know Raphael can also take instant feedback, but you have to be really clear and probably best to call in for your answers. But I thought we'd talk about, you know, some of the things that people are wanting to get. So what would be a typical private session with Raphael? And, you know, maybe talk about some of the more general type questions that we should be asking at the show instead of more personal type questions.
Okay, well, in a private session, it's very different than in a group setting or on the radio or something like this. People come and either in person or I can do it on the phone or Skype. And I go into trance and Raphael comes in, and she often has a real message for the person that pertains specifically to whatever's going on with them. But then energetically, she does a lot of clearing and releasing of blockages and helping people to, you know, really realign with their divine self. And that's pretty much her focus and mission, is just letting go and releasing of old stuff and clearing it through, and then almost in a sense sealing it up, and then inviting in whatever you want to invite to create whatever it is you want to create. And in that process, it's often very hard opening. My largest expense is tissues. People often have a lot of releasing, and sometimes just a lot of crying. It's kind of like having 100 therapy sessions in one, because
wow,
there's no, like, you know, getting to know you kind of thing, because she knows your soul. So goes right into your essence, pulls out what's going on, looks at it, reflects it back at you, clears it through, and then gives you often tools and exercises to do to continue that releasing and clearing. And then often I'll follow up with people in 30 days and see how things are going. And it's amazing. I mean, obviously the people have to do what's recommended. So if you actually do it, and sometimes it's simple things that we all know, but it's the doing it part. And then I see incredible results. So that's what a private session's like. And then in a group setting, I mean, it's a miracle. We have this ability to, or I can just get out of the way, and it's nothing to do with me, and be this open vessel, and we get to talk to Archangel Raphael. So any question that, you know, you're curious about the universe, about dying, about health, about love, about money, about healing, anything like that, that everyone in humanity is dealing with are good questions to ask. And then if you have a personal question, you know, you're certainly welcome to ask it. It's just then broadcasted to everyone. And usually in this setting, she won't really go into great depth, but she'll give some clarity around it.
And you said, you were telling me before we started that there's some new energy that she's starting to work on.
Yeah, what's been going on in recently is, you know, on the weekends I do a lot of events. And at the last event, before I went, she said, you have to go buy these green stones. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Green stones, like, I don't even know where there's a crystal shop around here. Anyway, I found one and went, and she guided me, and I bought them. Then I had to put them in the tub and put salt on them and sing and infuse them with love. I mean, it's quite the procedure. Anyway, I brought the bowl of rocks or stones or crystals to the event. And when I got there, I did my normal channeling. And at the end, Raphael blessed everybody, and they each got one for their heart. And she was infusing her energy in it. And it was really emotional and profound. And people seemed to really get a lot out of it. It was taxing on me, though. I don't know that there are only 20 people at the event, and I think that was for a reason, because there's no way I could have done more than 20. I'm going to pass out. But anyway, it's something new that's happening.
Cool. And what are people most interested in knowing when they come for... I mean, we know the typical questions about money and about love, for sure. A lot of people are interested in that. But I think a lot of people are interested in their own spiritual growth and what they can do. And you had mentioned that guides become a big question.
Yeah, absolutely. And it so varies. I mean, some people come with very specific things they're working on, and other people, just exactly what you're saying, want to take their spiritual growth to the next level. And that's always the most fun. You know, people are at that place already. And in that situation, she's really working on their vibration and helping them to step into their divinity. And that's mostly what Raphael's been talking about lately, is that everything is vibrational. And how to shift that so that it reflects whatever it is we're wanting to experience. And we all know all that, but experiencing it is a whole nother thing. So I think she's starting to get that we need specific tools to help us, and she's been guiding people with specific things for them to help them get into that space.
Right. Yeah, I guess that, you know, it's true. We all know. It's like, if we could live and not like let life impact us so much and not make us feel like it's such a serious, difficult journey, I'm sure we would have much more ease and grace within our lives. But we do seem to think it's this very challenging experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think it has to be. And I've noticed, you know, just on a personal level myself, I've been listening to Raphael now for 24 years. And I'm finally starting, not that I've gotten it all, that's for sure, and I have lots of human things to clear through, but I'm really starting to experience all the things she's been talking about. And that's a lot of fun, because I can speak from a place of authentic truth, knowing, okay, I have followed through on a lot, not all, but a lot of her instructions, and these are the results.
Right. That must be, I mean, at least you have the benefit of that, right?
Exactly.
You got to hope that if you're doing this for 24 years, you're going to, some of it's going to rub off.
Eventually, yep. Eventually it rubs off.
I guess that's part of our own journey of when we're ready in the best time. And I think also the energies have been more intense in the last couple years, that maybe that's also helped us with, you know, I guess, embracing a lot of the teachings that we know.
Definitely. It's been a huge change and shift. And And Raphael says we have so much more assistance than we've ever had before from the angelic realm, the ascended masters. And you know, even 24 years ago, 1989 is when I started to channel. You weren't telling your average, you know, neighbor that you talked to an angel. You just weren't. So just looking back on that little bit of time, how much things have changed and how people are so much more ready, open, and available to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a few minutes. Do we want to bring Raphael on now, or would you like
to?
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to, that's fine. Okay. And then she'll probably just come in with what is it, and you can ask what you want.
Sure.
Come and play with you and have a good time and speak to others in this particular way in which I'm using this vessel and speaking to this box, and then this box is speaking to other boxes, and then they are using their ears to hear me. It is a lot of layers to go through, considering the fact that I am already inside your own heart chamber. But if you are wanting to play the game and talk in this way, we can do that. And so what is it you are wanting to talk?
Well, I thought we'd talk about a lot of different general type things of what people have been asking. But since it's been something that I've noticed, I mean, we're kind of in the middle of, well, we've had two eclipses and we're coming to another eclipse. And I just wondered if you feel how much does astrology, how much does the planets impact our energies?
Oh, in an extraordinary way, for it is, of course, you are all completely, absolutely interconnected. And for when one and all things are all simultaneously affecting you. And so it is that the moon and the stars and all of the different planets have an enormous impact on your energetic field. And as you start to remember more clearly and stay in an awareness that you are just energy and an energetic vibration or a ball of light moving about, that of course other energies and lights coming forward in such a great capacity are going to influence and impact what is occurring. But it is important to know that as all of you are feeling all of this energy pulsating throughout your physicality, it is also an opportunity to clear through that which might be in the way of it rushing through, and to amplify that which you're wanting to bring forth. And so two things are occurring as it is taking place. It is like a rushing rage or beautiful, magnificent river or rapids moving through your system, and it has the ability to dislodge or push or release energies or densities in your vibrational frequency that are no longer serving you nor necessary. And so it is, as the planets align, they bring forth an opening for that energy to push through, like cleaning through a clog in a drain and releasing things and blockages, allowing it to flow. And sometimes that manifests in situations that are subtle in releasing or letting go. And other times it can be quite extravagant, or an event or a crisis or drama. But nonetheless, it is an opportunity to dislodge and let go and release of old patterning, so that the light that is wanting to push through your entire system and flow with ease and grace can do so at a faster rate. And so as the alignment of these planets are taking place, it is literally like pouring in through your head or your top of your crown chakra an enormous pool of love and light that has the ability to melt away, dissolve, and release blockages. And so that is one aspect. And in addition to that, it amplifies whatever it is that you are spending time focusing on, thinking about, and putting energy toward. And so it is an amazing and wonderful time to bring forth into creation at a much faster rate, whatever it is you're wanting to create in linear time. And so as these energies are coming, I highly encourage all of you to witness and pay close attention to your thoughts, your imagination, and your desires, and the story in which you're creating, not only for your own self, but for the collective whole of humanity and your planet, for it is that these energies are amplifying them.
Nice. We're going to go to our first break. I know that this was a quick one, but we're going to go to our first break. If you have some nice general questions for Archangel Raphael, please give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We don't mind it being somewhat personal, but try to do it in a more general sense, okay? And you are listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Kelly Kolodny who is in trance right now with Archangel Raphael, and we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shay Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shay, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutcliffe. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Kelly Kolodny and Archangel Raphael. And we were talking about general questions versus personal questions. So in a show like this, you know, if you have a very personal question, Archangel Raphael and Kelly have put together a special. You can go to the site, which is The Angel Raphael. So theangelraphael.com. Raphael is spelled R-A-P-H-A-E-L. And you can get a discount on a private session of 10%. The code for today's show is SOUL, S-O-U-L, 17, so for the date. So if that is something you're interested in, I highly recommend it. And if you do have personal questions, this would be that would be when to ask them. We don't mind questions that are kind of general that can be on love and different topics, but not really specific to your own personal information. Okay, so, well, let's bring Raphael back.
Okay, let me get her, sorry. Hello.
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 So we were talking about the eclipses and how astrology impacts us. Now, I know also that you've been talking about the solstice that's coming up.
Oh, wow. There is so much energy at this time coming onto your planet that it is enormous, and that unless you are really completely fully shut down, there is no way you are not going to be feeling the shift that will be taking place around the time of the solstice, for it is coming forth in such a large format or space that it is that all beings, even those in a great slumber or sleep, will feel a stirring within their being and an opening and an awakening, for it is that the shift that is occurring and taking place is needing now in linear time to move at a rate or a frequency or an opening that can create change in enough time, in linear time, for the impact of solutions to situations to come into unfoldment prior to it having to take place in ways that would be more difficult for humanity to endure. And so it is that I am highly encouraging all beings, as they are feeling the energy coming in, to align with it, to surrender to it, to flow with it, to go with it, and to allow it to guide you and to kind of get into that water or into that river. And instead of pushing against it or resisting or moving in another direction, to just let go and allow the current to work with you and to flow and to bring forth and to release what might be in your way. Because it is that the new energy and the paradigm that is being ushered onto your planet is going to take courage and faith and surrendering and releasing and trusting into letting go of part of the collective understanding and the structure and the rules in which you have all created together, and starting to move into a different way of being and aligning with your own divine self and a surrendering. And so this energy is present, it is coming, and it is coming to what we'd call not a head, but it is amplifying at a very wide band or width of energy, and moving at a wider speed, in a sense, as you are approaching this time in the next few weeks and months. And so all beings on the planet are going to feel a stirring and an unfolding and a recognizing of this change. And in order to receive it in a way that is most beneficial to all of you, it is extraordinarily important to become masters of all things, your words, your emotions, your thoughts, your behaviors, your actions, your habits. And anything that you are focusing on is going to be amplified at a much faster rate. And so if you are focusing on that which is not working, or on violence or war or suffering or pain or difficulty, that energy is going to continue to escalate and be amplified, projected back at you in the reality in which you are experiencing. And so we are encouraging you very much so to let go of any imagery or thoughts or words or ideas or intentions or focuses that are not aligning with the unfoldment of the divine for the connectiveness of all, but that are focusing on the very few who perhaps are in that state of density. And so if you are witnessing images on your television, or you are speaking very harsh words, or others are of you, or you are receiving toxicity in any way, this is a very good and important time, an encouraging time for you to let go of all of that and to step into something else and to redirect your attention to solutions, to what is working, to love, to abundance, to health, to clarity, and so on, because it is that you are literally creating at such a faster rate than you ever have before, and that there is no really time left to be caught in these old patterns, but that you are being pushed and forced by this energy to let go of them and to turn to the light and to choose those things that can be amplified for the highest good of the collective consciousness of all of humanity at this time on your planet Earth.
Okay, so we have the advantage of having this incredible energy that is being poured out to all of us and certainly is intensifying and amplifying, as you said. How do we receive it? How do we open ourselves up? I mean, a lot of people have, you know, so many questions about, you know, what can we do to allow this incredible energy to assist us? Like, if we have blocks, how can we open ourselves up to make sure that those blocks don't impede us?
Well, it is that as you start to recognize and remember, you're just energies, balls of light bouncing around it, and that in that field of energy or vibration, however pattern you are wanting to recognize, that there are blockages, as you are speaking of, or perhaps you can think of them as little rocks or cubes, something that has solidified in that energy field that needs to be released. That it is as you go into those different fields and you send them love, the love is the ingredient that literally dislodges them or melts them away. And so if you want to go into traditional different places, and you can choose love around whatever that may be. And so it is that you are wanting to clear them through. And so there are access points or portal points that can go into the energetic field that many of you are familiar with. Now, often you call them, in a sense, your chakra systems, or there's much more than that, but we can start with basics. And so if you're wanting to use your hand, remembering and feeling and touching it, that it's just an energy and a tool, and start to scan the physicality of your body. And as you're scanning it and you're moving up and down, you may feel an area in which there's tightness or heaviness or more density in the field, a blockage, a spot that is holding on. For many beings, that's space is in the solar plexus. Sometimes it's in the shutting down of the heart. Other times it is the throat and so on. So let's speak of the throat, for example. It is that you have a heavy blockage there, that others are communicating to you in a very negative way, that you are being abused in a sense almost verbally, or that you are verbally abusing others. You are speaking in a way of gossip. You are not speaking truth. You are not in integrity. You are extraordinarily angry. You are resentful. You are throwing daggers at others. Anything that has to do with the throat chakra, the communication aspect that is not in alignment with pure divinity. So we are wanting you to go to that area, wherever it may be, and start to literally pull out the goop, dislodge it, release it. And you can go in with your physical hand energetically to the area and start lifting it, pulling it out. It's important that you are not in a closed area, but an outside area, a place where there are windows open so that the goop can come out. Then you can ask me, for I will come and dissolve it, release it, burn it, transmute it, take it from you. And once it has been released, then we're going to go in energetically and seal it. We're going to put a golden disc on it. We're going to make it whole. And once it is completely whole, then it will start to fill back up with density and so on, unless the action around the word and the spoken word and communication has shifted and changed. And so you'll need to go into a particular way of speaking. And it is that you must become an ascended master, literally walking this planet as a master of mastering your words, what you're saying, how you're saying them, what they mean, what the intention is about them, if they are aligned with divinity, if they are complementary to others, if they are judgmental, if they are critical, and start becoming a witness to your words and how they are spoken and what they are reflecting. And as you come into a word that may not be in alignment with your divinity, notice it, witness it, release it, but become a master recognizing it, building upon it, so that all of your words then start to align with that which you're wanting to create, with integrity, with solutions, and with love. And as you do that, because of the energies that I'm speaking of that are here at the planet this particular time, they go into that word, they amplify it, and they reflect it, they bring it forth into a vibrational frequency, into a reality and your experience. And so that is one area of an example which you can go in and begin to clear. And perhaps for someone else, it is the heart area, or it is the solar plexus, or it is their imagery, and it is their third eye, and how they see things and foresee things, and what images they are looking at. And they become a master of their images, bringing forth into creation whatever they are looking at literally is a reflection of something they are wanting to see and experience for themselves and all of those around them and the collective whole. And so they become a master of images, of pictures, of vision, of what they choose to see, witness, talk about, focus in on, until all those different areas we're speaking of are clear, dislodged of perhaps toxicity or images that are negative or of the news or violent or whatever it may be, or disturbing in any way, are no longer within your energetic field. And that clearing then brings forth an amplifying of what it is you're wanting to create. And so make this exercise part of your daily ritual, scanning your entire system, clearing out the goop, and then mastering whatever area it is that is blocked, and allowing yourself to realign with that divine flow of energetic beauty, and bathing yourself in love, so that the flushing can occur, and then the light can pass through, and then everywhere it is you're going, you're just amplifying that life, and you are becoming an energy, a ball of light that is amplified wherever it is you are going, creating spontaneous healing and impact on others who are wanting to clear their density or energy field.
Wow, that's beautiful, and thank you. We're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Archangel Raphael and Kelly Kolodny. You can find out more information about both of them if you go to their website, theangelraphael.com. And if you have a question, you want some general guidance, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Tell me. I've been locked up way too long. just keep on living. How far is heaven?
Yeah, look at heaven.
How far is heaven?
I just gotta know how far, yeah.
How far is heaven?
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Archangel Raphael and Kelly Kolodny. If you want to find out more information about them, please go to their website, theangelraphael.com, and you can take advantage of their 10% discount for a private session when you want to know more personal things. And the code for the discount is SOUL, S-O-U-L, 17. All right, we've been working with Shalina, who has called in to try and get it to a very general type question. Hi, Shalina.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was calling because I wanted to see how I can get in touch with my spirit guide.
Perfect.
Oh, wow. Oh, hello. Hello. Uh-huh. Wow. I am always with you, and I am wanting you to know that I love you so, so very much, and that it is very important for you at this particular time to really move into loving and adoring who it is that you are and feeling worthy of being divine in your own right. And it is that within your heart chamber is a place of stillness and a connectedness to your essence and your soul. And as you spend time in silence and go into that deep place, it is that you will hear and know and feel and understand and see images of those beings you are speaking of, the guides, the divine ones. But that we are not somewhere outside flying about all around coming down to you in order to be of service, but that we are an aspect and a part of you residing within you, the purest sense of your divine self that resides within the essence and the heart chamber of your soul. And as you spend time in stillness and in gratitude and in love and in listening, we start to stir an awakening in you, which you can hear us and communicate in many different ways. And it is, it's the vibrational frequency of my energy resides and is with you at all times. And it is that the protective energy of Archangel Michael is very present and around you as well as a very large, magnificent feminine energy that has its own name and title, that likes to dance and has some tribalness occurring. But what we are wanting you to know, that our most important message to you at this time is for you to move into love for self and self-worth, so that you can receive the love that you are wanting to feel and experience at a greater rate.
Nice.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So there you got both answers. You got both questions answered. Now you just have to work on that that beautiful feminine energy that wants to play.
Yes, I agree.
Bring her in.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so we also have Raul, who I believe wrote the question a little bit before your answer to the question I asked about letting go and releasing patterns and blockages. So I do think he got that. He uses oracle cards, and he's wondering if that's an effective way to receive information. But he also says, P.S., Lori, I love when you giggle or laugh. And I have to say that I think between Kelly, Raphael, and myself, we're in a good place.
Oh, yes. Oh. Joyfulness and laughing is such good medicine and so healing and clearing and important. And I encourage all of you to laugh and play and have joyfulness and enjoy this magnificent planet and your family and friends and your animals and nature and beauty and all that is present for you. For you often get very caught in some ideas of great seriousness and concern and drama and so on. And it is that he is asking about letting that all go and release and step more into the joyfulness. And it is just so simple as to whenever you feel a little bit of joyfulness, stay there as long as you can, expand upon it, focus in on it, and focus in on gratitude helps to amplify that as well. And so the question about the oracle cards, he is extraordinarily intuitive and sensitive and open already, and they're just a tool put in front of him to give him and allow him the permission he needs in order to bring forth the knowing and the intuition that is already present. But it is also very important for this particular soul to know how magnificent and loved and sensitive he is. And because of his great sensitivity, it is also very important for him to protect himself. And that is very important that every morning he calls upon the highest energies of divine light to come forward and to come and stand in front of him, behind him, and on either side, walking with him like an entourage of love, wherever it is he is going, so that he is protected, because due to his sensitivity, he sometimes feels overwhelmed by the outside world and the third dimensional reality.
Well, that's nice. Raul, I totally get all that. So thank you, and please continue listening to the shows. I love when you connect in with us. All right. So recent events that have been kind of going on, we don't have a lot of time before our next break, but recent events that have been going on, is there anything that we can do to sort of protect us from things so that the energy doesn't, I mean, I guess that's what you were sort of saying about, you know, learning to love and laugh, and self-love seems to be a huge thing. But is there anything we can do else?
Wow. It is that the energies that are taking place on the earth are being amplified completely out of proportion comparison to the light that is coming in. And so I highly encourage all of you that when you are receiving information or about events, situations, or news, to have an awareness around it. And then if you are wanting to make an effort in order to create a shift by doing something in terms of action, thought, or prayer, to go forward doing that, but not to focus in on or loop it around into your consciousness, permeating into your energy field, your home, your families, your restaurants, your airports, your whole way of being as a consciousness, then is focused on something that is not necessarily needing to be, and is literally, although I very rarely speak of darkness, the darkness holding you in a pattern of fear, and it is time to release it.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Kelly Kolodny and Archangel Raphael with us. I love Raphael's energy. She comes with such love and such grace. It's wonderful to have her on the show. Both Kelly and Raphael must be, I mean, we're just so honored and blessed to have you. If you want more information about them, go to their website, theangelraphael.com. You're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back to Intuitive Soul and Friends. Raphael and Kelly join us usually on the first Friday of every month, which means their next show will be on June 7th. This was a special one just due to some allergies and not feeling well the last show. So we were able to offer this show so that everybody was going to benefit from it. Right before the break, we were sort of talking about, the darkness. And, you know, when you're in your energy, Raphael, it's so beautiful and so loving. It's hard to even think about fears when you feel your energy. But I do know that a lot of people do. And if we could maybe have some tools to end this show with that might assist people to get out of their fears quicker. I mean, we get stuck.
Oh, I have noticed this. wow. And there are certain things that project fear more than others and deaden the spirit. And so when it is that you are witnessing or watching something, for I do not like this thing you call the television or black box, for it is that as a society in human form, you're all quite addicted to it. And yet you say, oh, but I am not addicted to it, not in the least, for I barely even notice it. And I say, okay, then I'd like you to put a white sheet over it, unplug it, and not turn it on for 30 days. And you say, oh, yes, but I need to watch this, or I have to do that, or there must be a reason for this. And I can show and tell you that the vibration that is pouring out of that most of the time, not all, for sometimes a lot of light is being shared, but a lot of the energy is very deadening to spirit and shuts down your molecular structure. And so eliminating it for a period of time, just as an experiment to see how you shift and change in your vibrational frequency, is something I highly encourage. In addition to that, there are so many things that you bring forth into your reality that deaden your spirit, and in deadening them, it brings you into a more density, and the density creates anxiety and fear. And so it is that what you take into physicality is very much connected to that as well, much of the things in which you perhaps are drinking or eating. And when you are eating something that was slaughtered with fear and angst and anger, or was grown out of greed or manipulation in order to create more for a few to gather specific funds, or the spirit and the light has been deadened out of it to the point in which the name, in addition to the food that you are eating, is unrecognizable, for it is no longer perhaps a piece of lettuce or kale or cantaloupe or orange, and is so removed from its original source that it deadens your spirit. And so there are many things in which you bring into your physicality that deaden your spirit, things emotionally by the words, interactions, and relationships that are not loving, or it may be imagery that is coming off a particular box, television, computer, or so on. And so anything in which you have in your environment that is not filled with light, projecting light, absorbing light, receiving light, or radiating love, eliminate for a period of time, perhaps 30 days, by clearing and cleansing yourself. Often you're asking how to clear. Well, clear your physicality by only eating and drinking foods that come directly from Mother Earth for a period of time. And so for 30 days, if you want to unplug your television, eat greens, fruits, vegetables, drink lots of water, read books or recorded information that is radiating the vibration of love, playing, being joyful, being outside, being in nature, and connecting in that way, you will find that at the end of that period of time, you will be completely radiating with a different vibration that is not deadened, but more awake, that will spur you into bringing forth that which you are wanting in order to bring the things in which you are desiring to bring forth into creation. And so it is that the darkness is anything penetrating your energetic field that is less than filled with light, that is deadened, that is quieting, suppressing, pushing down, or causing fear or anxiety within your energy, in your soul, in your essence, and in who it is that you are.
Wow. Okay. It's so good. And I know that one of the biggest fears people tend to get caught up is usually around money.
Yes, it is not enough, but it is that there is more than enough for everyone. And so if you are present in the moment, anchoring in the blessings, allowing them to come in and be received, and then stepping into the next moment, in this moment you have enough. And as you focus on that you have enough and everything in this moment is there provided for you, you have shelter, you have food, you're not hungry, and everything really right now is okay. Perhaps you may have debt, or you may be focusing on something that's not enough, which is, of course, creating a larger hole and more of that. You all know that, but you have to keep recalibrating, realigning with what is working, and being present and allowing the unfoldment of that to occur. And so lots of you bring forth an energy and blessings, and literally we're raining gold on you, but you're not anchoring it in. You're not owning it. You're not expecting it. You're not feeling it. You're not grounding it into your form. And so it's coming. You have enough for a moment, and then it exits back out. And it's flowing, and sometimes it's exiting more than it's entering. But you can anchor it in, accept it, anchor it, own it, receive it, and be worthy in loving yourself enough that you may have all that you are needing to feel a sense of peacefulness and joyfulness and abundance for you and for all.
Nice. It's time to go. If there's any brief message you'd like to offer of love, you.
We are just wanting to tell you that we love you so very, very much, and that you are divine and perfect just as you are. And I encourage all of you to go look in the mirror and just say, I love you, I see you, and I know you are divine. And that as you match that divinity and you give that to yourself, we will contribute and match it just like a charity event. We are here to align and match what you are giving. And so we are wanting to give to you as you give to yourself. And so for now, good day.
Thank you. Thank you. That was just beautiful. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Kelly Kolodny and Archangel Raphael. You can find out more information about them. Take advantage of their special. The code is SOUL17. Go to their website, theangelraphael.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.